Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Welcome back, Saturday Nation. It's the Monday Motivational Podcast. Now, I know you very well could be listening to this podcast on a different day of the week other than Monday, but I'm recording it on a Monday, so whenever I record podcasts on a Monday, I title it Monday Motivation because it's the one day of the week everybody seems to need to be motivated, whether you're an entrepreneur or actually an employee in the J-O-B, the journey of the broke, the jump out of bed, the just over broke. No matter where you are, I think Mondays are the best time to be motivated. I heard a statistic when I first got started, and I think it's true, and even if it's not, it's a great statistic to share, that most heart attacks happen between 8:30 and 10:30 on Monday morning. They happen on Monday morning, put it that way. Whether it's 10:30 to 12:30, it doesn't matter. But usually 8:30 to 10:30 in the morning, I'm just going to make that statistic that's a fact. So just take it to the bank. Most heart attacks happen, meaning people would rather die than go to the job and go to work and all that good stuff. And I don't doubt that for a moment. I used to absolutely freaking dread Mondays sometimes. And then other times I was like a caged animal. And I don't even know if this was healthy, but I was just a caged animal sitting around on Sundays waiting to be unleashed to go to the job because I was just restless, you know. And restless is not a good place to be. If you're restless, especially from a Christian perspective, if you believe you have the Holy Spirit inside of you, restlessness does not come from God. All right, God is not about being restless. God is not about fear. God's not about anxiety. God is really two things. God is power and God is love. And so if you don't have power, if you're not feeling powerful and you're not feeling love inside of you, not only for other people, but really, who do you think needs to be loved the most? Yourself. You know what I mean? I mean, we don't have a lot of self-love out there. I talk to people all the time and they're always doubting themselves. You know, they got this fear, they got this anxiety, and they got all this worry. And none of that comes from the Creator. You know, all of that comes from the enemy. All of that comes from the enemy. And the enemy can show up in other people's opinion of you. Do you think it's possible for the enemy to use other people against you? Hell to the yeah, it is. Yeah, of course. I mean, do you think it's possible for the enemy to use family members against you, friends against you, speaking, sowing negative words of seeds into your dream that you've got? You know, everybody's got these big dreams, and I talk to people so much. By the way, quick plug, go to book your call with me, launchwithsam.com, if you haven't done it yet. Launchwithsam.com. It's my calendar. You get on it. I'll call you on my cell phone and we'll talk. All right. And we'll get this thing going. If you're ready to go, let's go. Don't sit around letting these negative seeds just fester. And I mean, the enemy also would love to use your past against you to keep you tripped up, to keep you looking behind. Because when you're driving your car and you're looking in the rearview mirror, what do you think is going to happen? You're going to crash, as opposed to the windshield. The windshield's so much bigger. I say this 1,000 times. I love this metaphor. The reason the windshield is so much bigger than the rearview mirror is because you have so much to look forward to ahead of you. So your best days haven't even happened. But that little rearview mirror, you ever catch yourself looking out there? Yeah, what's behind me? What's behind me? What's catching up? Like, what's going on back there? And if you keep looking through the rearview mirror, say, what's going on back there? Well, you're going to live back there. And you're eventually going to crash because something's going to creep up in front of you. And the enemy would love to use your past transgressions against you. All the sins of your past, we all got them. Come on, man. Anybody in personal development, all these jamokes out there that are trying to pretend like life is perfect. And, you know, now that they were born in a trailer park on welfare and now they live in a mansion and they figured it out. They got life figured out. They don't have life figured out. They just don't. Sorry. Don't want to beat a spoiler alert. And that's also very motivating. You know, so many people, and this makes me uncomfortable, you know, when I speak at live events or even when I meet people that listen to the show, they'll be, oh, man, what do you think about this? What do you think about this? You got everything figured out. I'm like, oh, my gosh. It makes me highly uncomfortable. When I speak at live events, I'm on one of these panels usually, and it's called the expert panel. And, you know, you got me up there, other speakers, authors, and people like that. And we get questions from the audience, and, you know, we got about 90 minutes, and it's a back and forth, hand you the mic, and it makes me very uncomfortable because I see people looking at me like, please give me the secret answer to this question about why I'm struggling in my relationship. Well, first of all, you don't want me giving you any relationship, and I think, and relationship advice, and I think my wife would be the first one to tell you that. You know, I am about as imperfect a human being as you're ever going to find. But people, I see them just, Sam, give me the secret sauce. And other speakers that are on the panel really believe that they have the secret. You know, they believe that they've got what everybody needs, and I think they're absolutely 100% full of crap, and it makes me very uncomfortable to be on a stage with those individuals because they don't know anything about anything, and neither do I. All I know a few things. I know how to create massive momentum from a standing still. I know how to get going because I know one thing. Things that get going, remember this, okay? It's Sam's law. I guess it was called Newton's law at one time as well, but this is Sam Crowley's law now. Things that are in motion tend to stay in motion. So I know how to get in motion, whether it's running, you know, when my body gets big and fat and flabby, I know how to get that thing tight again and get things going, all right? I start getting in motion because things are in motion tend to stay in motion. When my business stalls out, I know how to get it going. It's called creating content because when you start creating content, content gets consumed. When it gets consumed, people find out who you are. They find out what your zone of genius is, and they find out now, wow, this individual can help me with a very specific area of my life. Nobody's an expert on everything. And that it just makes me uncomfortable when I'm around individuals who pretend to be that. You know what I'm talking about, right? You see these same videos on the internet or you go to these live events and people put themselves on a pedestal. I knock myself down. I get criticized by this from other speakers and thought leaders as well. Like, dude, why do you keep knocking yourself down? Because I don't ever want to be perceived as something greater than I am. I don't want to have people thinking I'm any better than they are. I don't like that. You know what I like? I like when people hire me to create momentum, to create a crystal clear message around what they're doing, and then to launch. That's what I like. Because that I know with 100% certainty will happen. What happens after that? How they show up after we coach, or how they show up after they create a product, or how they show up after the brand. I can't control that. I can't control that part. But I know one thing. I can control getting people unstuck, creating momentum, and here's the real secret sauce behind all of that is the messaging. Because I will not allow anybody to argue for their limitations and say, oh, but Sam, I had an affair on my husband, or I had an affair on my wife, or I'm an ex-drug addict, or I was in prison, or I went bankrupt, or I stole money, and you know, I was embezzling money from my company, and look, I've turned my life around, I don't care about that stuff. And neither, look, from a Christian perspective, again, neither does God. God loves you more than you. First of all, he knows you better than anybody. Second of all, he loves you more than anybody. And you're out there trying to please people in a secular world. That's a problem. That's a really big problem in a secular world trying to please other people. You will lose that battle, not 90% of the time, not 85% of the time, 10 out of 10, 100% of the time, you will lose the game of people pleasing. You'll lose it. It's a zero-sum game, man, because you're out there trying to please people who have there's no way you're going to please them, all right, whether it's your family who are trying to, what are you doing again? I can't believe you tried another one of these things, or your friends, like, what happened to you? You've changed. You know what that response to that question is? Yeah, I don't know what happened to Joe. I don't know what happened to Susie. Let's say this is being said right to you. Say, man, you've changed. You say, well, of course I've changed. You think I've worked this hard on myself all these years so I could stay the same? And then just wait for the crickets because there's no response to that question except what a jerk you are. You know, you can't please people in a secular world. You are here to add value and to leave a legacy and to squeeze the last bit of toothpaste out of the tube of success that you've been giving. You got an entire tube of success right there waiting to just be squeezed, all of it out, man. You know how you use toothpaste, and no matter what, we've got a tube in our house. My wife, I swear, I don't know how the hell this happens, but it happens every time. You could squeeze that thing. I think we've been using the same tube. We've been squeezing the same damn tube of toothpaste for 3 months, and there's still toothpaste in it. Like, I don't know why we just don't go to Kroger or Costco and buy 12 of these things because they're like $2, but we've got it, man. And you just keep squeezing. More toothpaste comes out of that thing. Just when you think you're out, you got a ton more left. It never runs out of success, but you got to get going, man. And you got to stop tripping over your past transgressions, and you got to forgive yourself for all the stupid things you did. You're human. We get it. This is such a forgiving world. People want to forgive you. I'm not talking about the morons out there that leave the negative feedback or try to get you to play as small as they've played small in life. Those people don't count. I'm talking about nice people want to forgive you and want to see you succeed. And you know what? There's millions of people that don't even know who you are. Billions, really. They have no idea who you are. And unless you go out there and tell everybody that you're tripping over your past, they don't even know. All they want to know is, this zone of genius that you occupy, can you help me with that? Can you help me do that? Can you help me get a better looking lawn? Can you help me get fit? Can you help me get healthier? Can you help me be a speaker, a trainer, a seminar leader? Can you help me build a home? Can you help me fix my television? I mean, wherever your zone of genius is, that's all they care about, man. They don't care about all the stuff you did in your teens and your 20s and your 30s and all the people you hurt and all the stupid things you did. I know you've done it. I've done it. I've done it worse than you've done it. I have sinned way more than probably you've ever even thought about sinning, okay? So can we just get that out there? And can if I can do it, you can do it, all right? If I can let go of my past, you can let go of my past. Can we just get in a car together, look through the front windshield and drive and understand your best days haven't even happened, okay? Can we do that? And while you're at it, can you get on my calendar? Go to launchwithsam.com. If you haven't booked your call, do it so we can at least get this thing going for you so you don't spend another six months torturing yourself. All right, can we do all that? Can we do all that? All right. Oh, and can we have the best day ever?
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.